Next is the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee. And it's Cobalt.
So they did submit, they submitted a couple work samples here. You all have seen these, but do you want to scroll through them again?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the Green Bay
this
one?
Is,
I think we...
Yeah, this is Green Bay. That's the quarterback.
I think these work samples are the Green Bay instead of the Milwaukee Boys and Girls Club. It's like...
I caught myself sometimes jumping on the wrong clubhouse.
I don't know.
It's like 7 digital images from the artist that they're planning on working with.
The other things is Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee in the Davis location. They're located in the city of Milwaukee. The project that they are applying for is called Building Bridges Public Art Installation. Essentially, what they're looking to do is, or the outcome is, they will be installing a public art piece or mural within an abandoned lot in the Bronzeville area of Milwaukee. The project builds off of earlier interaction that they had at the Greater Milwaukee's location for the Boys and Girls Club, and that's kind of looking at the story of Ruby Ridge. And this project, I think, has some really strong connections to history. And they're building on that history lesson that they've done by turning it into a public art piece that will generate conversation. Some of the strengths that I saw is the strong partnership they've developed with a local arts organization, and that's Giselle's Art Studios, which are going to be kind of like a second site for the project being produced. Let me backtrack a little bit. They are requesting $3,000 from the Wisconsin Arts Fund, and half of that is for outside artistic fees and services, which is to pay an artist in the community through Giselle's Art Studio. I would have liked to see a bit more on how the project will be installed, considering it's going into a public art space. Mm-hmm. However, it does have strong support from the local alderwoman. So I think I would have liked to see a little bit more. The way the project was described is that it's not going to be a two-dimensional piece. It's going to be cut out silhouettes. So it's a little bit more dynamic, which could be visually interesting. But however, the installation itself was not addressed, which could be a little bit tricky, especially in an outdoor setting, with weather conditions changing quite rapidly. I would like to make sure that the security and safety of the piece, but also the public attending that space, is paying great attention. Another strength that I found is the strong incorporation of young artists into the making and production of the piece, but then also the fact that it's going to be produced in a high traffic area, the general public gets a lot of input, and they're able to contribute to the way that the piece is being done. Overall, I think it aims to do something very meaningful in the community, and it ties a really strong piece of the history that is affected that the Bronzeville area of Milwaukee, and also brings up some very relevant and timely discussion topics to that neighborhood.
I like that it had kids working, and they're 10 to 15 working with wood. You know, kids don't learn how to work with tools anymore, and especially people in low-income areas don't have those opportunities to be working with a man who is working with our tools. I think that's really cool that they're going to be actually working in the workshop and in that setting to experience it. I agree. It's a strong history component that's going to come through, and the appreciation for what has gone before. They have good partnerships there, and they're going to be surveying the kids at the end on their skills and on their understanding of the historic and relevance, and they're going to make something that people will notice in their home. So it's a strong community impact. It's a nice project. It's 24. It's a small amount of money, a small number of kids. 24, I think. 15 students. So it's just a handful, but they're doing cool stuff.
I thought it was interesting that the artist was self-taught. That he developed his artistic skills without college.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think one of the only questions I had is about the installation. And is it permanent? You know, I guess I was thinking about these silhouettes. If they're acting more like sculptures,
that they might be two-dimensional and these kind of that we saw.
Okay.
But I don't know because we didn't get that information.
Right. Yeah, I would have liked to know if they had a plan for what was going to happen from after the exhibition.
When I was reading that, I would like to have seen a little bit more on that because one of the goals is to revitalize that area, draw attention to the empty lot that potentially be developed. And let's say an investor comes, what would happen to that piece afterwards? You know, does it go back to the Boys and Girls Club or does it find a different home within the community? So it's a very good point.
It might be really beat up by the time they're
using
it.
Right.
Well, pretty resilient, but yeah.
Even think, you know, a vacant lot, is it, I'm trying to visualize it, that, because it just like an empty parking lot? Is it a space where there was a building? So that just,
and perhaps
you can interpret it a lot of different ways of what a vacant lot is.
They had recognized a site, but didn't provide a picture of it, maybe to give a little bit more of a context.
Yeah, and those are minor things, but it would help.
It would help. But overall, I think the project is strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're talking about at the end being able to walk through them. So it's not like they're going to be attached to a chain link fence or something like that. They're going to be freestanding.
Yeah.
Which is, they're going to be there in a week. They're good. They would be knocked over. Knowing more about the installation would have.
I'm at 2 minutes.
Good enough.